This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Volkswagen of Germany is saying today it will announce plans in the next few days to recall and refit 11 million cars and trucks around the world that were rigged to cheat emissions tests. In a statement to employees that was seen by the news agency Reuters today, the new CEO, Matthias Müller, warned of the hard work ahead. Quote, "We will only be able to make progress in steps and there will be setbacks. Employees may have it tough, but what about people stuck with cars they thought were cleaner but that illegally pollute?" Oregon Public Broadcasting's John Sepulvedo brings us a tale of two VW customers.
Let's meet our first customer. Go ahead. Introduce yourself.
Sure. My name is Sarah Sheehy, and I live in Haley, Idaho.
Sheehy owns a 2012 red Volkswagen Jetta. Meanwhile, our second customer is from Portland, Karen McDonald, and she owns a 2014 brown Volkswagen Golf.
I really like my car. Everything's power.
Leather interior.
Got a nice surround sound system.
So there's a great sound quality.
It drives beautifully. It just floats down the freeway.
It's just a really luxurious experience riding in our Volkswagen.
And while they may sound like Volkswagen twinsies, they're not. Karen McDonald is disappointed with the German car maker, but her gas-powered car isn't affected by the scandal. So she hasn't really been thinking about it. But Sheehy, well, she loves her diesel Jetta.
My car is named Wolfgang, and for short, I call him Wolfie.
In short, Sheehy didn't buy a diesel. She bought into the whole Volkswagen diesel story.
Volkswagen diesel owners are among the most loyal owners on the planet. They absolutely love their vehicles. They typically buy one after the other.
Jack Nierad is an analyst at Kelley Blue Book. About a quarter of the 360,000 Volkswagens sold in the U.S. last year were diesels. And diesel buyers paid a few thousand dollars more than gas engine buyers for that feature.
I think this is a real slap in the face to them. I think at the same time, this is something that's surmountable.
Although it's still going to be a tough climb. Many owners want Volkswagen to buy back their cars. Some have filed lawsuits in Oregon, Florida, and other states. And Sarah Sheehy in Idaho? Well, she wants to be reimbursed the extra money she paid for that diesel engine.
I felt like I got away with something because we test drove Priuses and other hybrid cars that don't have the power of a diesel Volkswagen. I felt like I got the best of all worlds.
If it sounds too good to be true. In Portland, Oregon, I'm John Sepulvedo for Marketplace.